Hello there, and welcome to SearchVB.com's latest editorial podcast. I am your host, site editor Brian Eastwood. I took over as editor of the site in July. Jack Vaughn, whose voice you heard in previous podcasts, is now in charge of sister site, theserverside.net. You will still see Jack's name on SearchVB.com, as I will continue to link to his stories, tips, and other valuable resources. Today I'm going to be talking to you about our recent reader survey. SearchVB.com conducts this survey every year for two main reasons. One, it gives us firsthand knowledge of the topics that are most important to our readers. Two, it tells us who our readers are and what challenges they face on a regular basis as .NET developers. In all, we received input from more than 175 readers, and we greatly appreciate everyone who took the time to fill out the survey and send it back to us. Half of the respondents described themselves as programmers. The rest were a mix of architects, project managers, and team leaders. Most respondents work on small development teams at small companies and, thus, are involved in several phases of the software development lifecycle at the same time. As far as programming languages go, VB6 remains the most popular among our readers, with VB.NET and C# fitting into second and third place, respectively. Given that the site is called SearchVB.com, this is good news for us. Now I would like to share with you some of the comments that readers sent to me shortly after we published some numbers from our survey. One reader, Ken, offered some remarks about programming language preferences that he noticed during a recent job search. While applying, Ken noticed far more positions requiring knowledge of C# or VB.NET as opposed to VB6. On top of that, he saw more C# positions than VB.NET positions. The lesson Ken learned? If I had 3 years experience in C#, stored procedures, and web development, then I'd be in pretty good shape for getting a job, he said. This reinforces the long-held belief that programmers need to expand their horizons and become as versatile as possible. Knowing one language is good, but knowing two is better, and three is better still. Another reader, Darren, took the time to comment on the notion that developers have to wear so many hats. That is, they are involved, in one way or another, in architecture, requirement gathering, coding, testing, deployment, and maintenance. We looked at our survey results and concluded that this is the case because, as we said, so many developers work on small development teams at small companies. Darren pointed out several other interesting factors. First, the dot-com crash and the Y2K scare a few years ago caused some business leaders and CEOs to lose faith in information technology as a whole. That means there is a greater focus on sales and sales staff, since they bring in revenue, and less focus on IT. Darren wrote, "Ironically, a lot of managers just don't see the value, but would certainly find out soon enough if all of their IT staff up and left at the same time." Agreed. Darren's second point is that IT remains an immature industry, and software development itself is a bit of an inexact science. A house is a house is a house, Darren noted. But software development methodologies come and go, as do programming specs, programming languages, frameworks, and so on. It's hard to pinpoint exactly what software development is, and for business leaders, CIOs, CEOs, and managers who need clear-cut definitions and numbers, it's a bit harder to grasp. The third point is a combination of the first two. Put simply, some managers just don't get IT. Once developers climb the corporate ladder into management roles, companies will finally be able to incorporate the right IT resources into their business plan, Darren concluded. In an industry as flexible and as ever-changing as IT, it is important to have career goals in mind that will separate you from the rest of the pack. When we put together the comments from readers Darren and Ken, we get a pretty good set of goals for any developer. Acquaint yourself with a diverse set of skills, show your bosses how the right IT resources can save time and money, and aim for the corner office or the corner cubicle. These ideas are important for any industry, but in particular in IT, when things are changing almost all the time. The more energy you can put into these kinds of goals, the better off you'll be. That's all for today's podcast. You'll find plenty more information about VB6, VB.NET, C#, and our recent reader survey at searchvb.com. If you want to listen to previous podcasts, and we have some going all the way back until March, just visit our podcast page. I'm Brian Eastwood, signing off. Thanks for listening, and happy programming.